Lewis is to my left playing with the sound effects. We not sure exactly what the audio problem was, those of you listening to the music, that the words were cut out. We found out that if we pull the jack about halfway out of the headphone jack, we get the left channel, and it works fine. And since we're... So if you're putting this out on FM and you're having weird problems, that's why. And to my right is Stacy, who is just getting online. She's not in the room yet, but she will be joining us soon. And... That's okay, Olima. We, we start when we start. It's okay.
Hello, Carla.
Carla's in there. Gunslinger's in there. And, of course, the two Dutch Joneses. I'm the one without the asterisk, I think.
And I'm, right? I'm blue.
And you're blue. Lou's blue.
Long.
Oh, in the room. Yeah. You're the what?
Long one.
And Stacy's the long name. But we are back. It is currently about 5.03 p.m. Pacific time on October 13th, 2010. Wednesday, which means, of course, that we have Bible study, and we will be running out of here as soon as the show is over. And we got the phone hooked up. The phone is hooked up. I've almost forgotten the phone number, but if you do want to call in, and we've got it hooked up, we had to do something weird with the soundboard. We went through auxiliary FX and aux send and return, and we made it work. We tested it. It worked. If it doesn't work, it's something you did wrong, and you're evil, and you should smash your phone if it doesn't work. But the phone number to call in, get ready, is 559-561-8225. That's area code 559-561-8225. And we'll take calls on just about anything you want to call up, as long as it's legit and not obscene. We probably won't hang up on you. Like I said, if you use foul language, Stacy's going to fly out and beat you with a wiffle bat.
I'll just hang up on you.
Well, or Stacy will just reach over here and hang up. In fact, I got to turn this so I can do it here. Okay, here we go. Move the phone around. And see here, listen, let me turn the phone down. Is the phone down? Okay, watch. Yay, the phone works. And when people are talking to me, they can actually hear me. I had Lou, get out with a cell phone and call several times and walk around. And how did it sound, Lou?
Good.
Okay, you keep moving your mic away. How did it sound, Lou?
Good.
Okay,
adequate.
Adequate. It was an adequate phone device. And so we're good. So those of you that were watching yesterday, we had our little radio tradio thing, and nobody wanted anything. We still have it. If you're thinking, we did have somebody from Ridgecrest call and order some pants and some ponchos and some shelter house, but we were out of the shelter house, so go figure. Right now, if you go to DutchJones.tk, you're only going to see our water filters.
DJStore.tk.
Excuse me. Thank you, Lou. If you go to DJStore.tk, DJStore.tk, only the water filters are up. Half the stuff that we had up there, we found out that we can no longer get or is out of. Everything's running out. Everything is running out, from canteens, canteen cups, all the little tools of liberty are disappearing fast, and that's got to tell you something. It's getting really hard to find stuff. Brand new stuff is okay, but the surplus stuff, you know, the stuff that you and I can afford, I can't even afford the stuff that we sell, to be honest with you. Maybe if I sell five, I can get one that I can keep, but then Stacy goes, well, we still got to sell that one. I'm like, why? Why?
We need to pay the bills.
We found out today that if we don't raise the usual $200 to $300, we actually
we're not going to have the internet.
The internet will be down as of the 25th.
No, it's going to be probably this weekend.
This weekend? Well, I need to know an exact date. So, yeah, by Monday we will not have internet. So, if you know anybody that's thinking about donating, all those of you that already donated, keep that's fine. You know, keep up the work. Next month, you've already done your part. Yeah, so by the 22nd, we've got till the 22nd to raise money to cover the internet fees and the website fees. And I want to kick some money over to Liberty Tree Radio, too. So, yeah, I understand that, Gunslinger. I will be donating soon, but I have to pay my business tax this week. So after that, I will, so hang in there. We've got to pay our business tax. We don't know how many things we sold in California, but... Whatever we sold in California, we had to pay a business tax on. Not very much. I think it was about $3.36 worth of taxes. But we will wait till the last minute to write that. Well, we don't even write checks. We'll send them a money order. We don't have a checking account. But we're in the same boat as you. We completely understand. I don't know what Lou just brought up over there, but it looked interesting.
It was that link, so I saved it.
Oh, yeah. Save that link that Carla gave us in there so I can look at it. It looked like off-the-grid stuff. When you get a chance, Stacy, could you run the cold water and see if you can get some cold water out of the well? I know we don't have anything in the refrigerator. Yeah, right over here. I'm just dying of thirst today. we've had an interesting day. I've had a few phone calls from a few people. And as you know, my background is in public safety, and I've been on the peripheral of the anti-terrorism stuff as an emergency services worker. I got to go to the terrorism early warning groups, the Twiggies, meetings in L.A. with all law enforcement, public safety, and I just sit in the back and take notes and kept my mouth shut. And I'm getting calls from people related to that, and they're talking about some pretty strange stuff going on. And it's funny that that I'm hearing this from multiple sources now, not just my guys. You listeners have called up and said, hey, I had a listener call up, my neighbor who's an FBI guy suddenly disappeared and there's somebody else living in his house. The guy down the street who works for U.S. Marshals told me this really funny story. I'm hearing stuff like that, and I, as we talked about in the previous days, there's going to be a lot of strange stuff going on, and a lot of it may be, you know, rattling of the cage, wanting to see, you know, if we run out. I'm not sure what Gunslinger's asking there.
He's asking how much we need.
Yeah, I don't know that stuff. Stacy will have to check into it. I think there's only like $36 in the donation bin for this month. But, yeah. But back to the story. The stories that I'm getting from both professional and observational, you know, are all, you know, they're anecdotal to a point, but when you get a bunch of them from different sources, it's like, is this a well-orchestrated misinformation plan? Oh, for the internet, our internet is $90. The internet bill is $90, and then we've got the electric bill and all that other stuff, but the internet bill is $90. We're okay with the electric now? We're covered from last?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's just the net bill.
$90. It's $88 and some cents, to be exact, right? Am I right? Yeah, for the internet bill. And it's for, what is this? What's it called? Wild Blue Satellite. So if you don't believe us, look it up and see how much their highest one is. It's like $79 plus tax. The stories that I'm hearing are interesting. The most interesting one that I heard twice from different people is that U.S. Marshals are reporting for training and being told that they have to turn in their weapons when they get there. The training is going to be like the week or two before the election. To bring their issued weapons, they would be turning them in and they would not be using them for training, almost as if they're disarming certain members of their own law enforcement. And the picture that I'm getting, let me share this with you, is that... you never showed your tactical glove. What tactical? Oh, we didn't show the tactical gloves that we have. We got to find those. The Voodoo tactical gloves.
Only you have.
Yeah, I've got a pair of tactical gloves. They're
I don't have any tactical.
They're laying next to my bed, next to my other weapon there. Is the donation tax deductible? No, we are not a 501c3. It's not tax deductible. That's hilarious. they want to do. See, people are challenging Lou to a duel here. Let me go on with the story. Lou can handle the side challenge in the chat room. But what I'm hearing and what I'm putting together is that they don't trust some of their own people. And if something's going to go down during the election, they're trying to disarm their own folks. You know, you've got the Oath Keeper crisis that we saw. They're trying to let soldiers know, hey, if you don't follow us, if you follow your oath and not the president, you know, we're going to take your kids. They're telling these people to report to training about 2 weeks before the election and telling them they have to turn in their weapons. I'm told that Mark was talking about it. I haven't heard it yet. I don't know. Did you download the stuff for Mark yet this morning?
Yeah.
Is it playing right now?
Yeah.
See, I'll have to listen to it later. So it's interesting. And so just be alert, you know, like with everything we get. I can't confirm any of this. I'm living on a mountainside in Central California, you know, I'm trying to deal with just intruders every day and things like that. So you guys are my eyes and ears. You try to confirm this stuff, and there's no way to confirm it. You just got to go with the flavor of the and stink and smell of it, maybe. Does it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, poop like a duck, and act like a duck? You know, maybe it's a duck. Or maybe it's a distraction. Maybe it's, you know, them trying to do something. So take care of those people in the chat room that are asking questions. There's very little that we can be sure of in this fog of war thing that we're engaged in. It's Durbin tactical vest. But we can be diligent and just be ready. I keep telling you guys, it doesn't matter if it's a false alarm. It's how you react to a false alarm is the same way as you react to a real alarm. The difference is how far you take it, how far you go. You know, if we hear that there's a major riot going down at the Walmart and New World Order is forcing inoculations, maybe we need to send one or two scouts down and see what's going on. And you need to start prepping your people for that kind of attitude. You don't want to show up in mass in all your minivans and jump out going, hoorah, and find out it's a trap. But you send somebody down there dressed as a pizza guy, you know, maybe with a digital camera or just, you know, your best observer, and you find out what's really going on. Because they may be getting ready to slap you with the right hand, and it's the uppercut that you're not seeing. So start training with that mindset and making sure everything's ready to go right now, people. This is a pre-stage type moment. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know what's going to happen. And I can't guarantee you anything's going to happen in the next few days or the next few months. For me, for one, I'm not excited about this election. I could care less who wins it because they're both on the wrong side. No matter who wins, all your little, you know, Sarah Palin candidates or whatever, that it's a joke. You know, most of all here in California, I'm hearing on the radio, Second Amendment, fight for your weapons, all this kind of stuff. To get rid of Barbara Boxer, and they're announcing whoever the other candidate is. I have no idea who she is, and I could care less. Because I know that it doesn't matter if you get rid of Barbara Boxer. It doesn't matter if you shoot one or two of them, let's be honest, in a battle. It's the force multipliers you got to take out. And that's Congress, the judiciary, and the White House. And until we have a clean slate and have all Christian, you know, warrior candidates running, I'm not going to get excited about any election. And it's ridiculous. I just don't get caught up in voting fever. I'm just not getting caught up in it. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people saying, oh, you got to push this candidate, or why aren't you talking about that candidate? And I'm like, because they're not doing anything. It's not going to make a difference. It may change the course, but the direction won't change. Just like a ship at sea has to use the wind and Atlantines left and right, it's still got a final destination that it's aiming for. It doesn't matter if it moves which way the wind blows. It's still, the goal is to get where it's going. And that is tyranny. That is total slavery for everyone on this entire globe. Even the people that are on their side, they just don't realize it. They're going to end up slaves. So the stuff that we're seeing, the stuff that we're doing, doesn't really make much of a difference, except the preparation stuff that we're doing, the conditioning that you're doing, the pre-placing of items and gear and having the right mindset. That'll make a difference. Because if it comes to sheer numbers, we actually outnumber them. Even if you count out the sheep and the power elite and us, and the sheep are in the middle and the goats are in the middle. But you got the power elite, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, the Jesuits, the Zionists. Who else can we line up in that one? I already said the Zionists. Who else, Lou? Who are the bad guys? Pick a bad guy. Corporate, you know, the corporate tyranny. All that stuff. The Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds. I don't care who, you know, everybody's got their favorite one. That's fine. You know, it's good to be an expert in some things. But I'm here to tell you that we do outnumber them. We're actually better at fighting than they are. The problem is that they've won through either bribery or coercion, the loyalty of a lot of very dangerous people out there. But in these final hours, perhaps, or let's just say final chapters, because I don't think we're in the final hours yet, I shouldn't say that, of this battle, or before the battle, they're losing hold of some stuff. They're kind of coming unraveled. They're learning that some of their people who took oaths to them are realizing, hey, wait a minute, I took an oath to the Constitution. I serve Jesus Christ. My master is Jesus Christ, not you, not some plastic puppet in a position, sitting in a chair somewhere dictating. I mean, you got a judge here in California, or I think it was California? Maybe it was Arizona. I can't remember where the district court judge was, or the federal court judge was, that said, you know, okay, you have to let fags in the military now. And everybody's like, ooh, what do we do? Ooh, what do we do? Because one guy in a robe says something, the whole country's going to shift. A whole paradigm, a whole way of, you know, rule of law is going to shift because one guy in a robe? Look how fickle they are. Look what happened in the last election. I mean, they were trying to get Sir Hillary in. You know, Hillary...
Butch...
She said she was named after Sir Hillary... Sir Edmund Hillary, the climber. So I like calling her Sir Hillary. When she was born, before he was even famous. Another lie. But you get this Obongo. So there are factions within the enemy of the New World Order that are fighting one another. They are fighting one another, and so that works to our benefit. What about Princess Carlita?
Let's get Charlita.
Oh, Charlita. They're having fun in the chat room there. Is Scotty 38 with us? I don't know if we don't have any guests, so I don't know who's all. Iowa One is with us. Gunslinger 6, Chuck, Carla, Olima, Warlin, and Lou and I and Stacy are in there. So it's yesterday, wasn't it amazing, guys? We had like 18 to 20 people at a time dropping into the chat room, and then untold numbers listening on all their outlets. That was great. That was a good show. Today, I'm just today is a day when I'm just trying to put together a mindset for you that you need to follow. Not because I say so, but because it's worked throughout history. I'm not an expert at this. I'm just repeating what I see and what I've learned from others. The concept that all is lost, that, you know, this is dread, that's what they want you to think. They, you know, we dread the day of the election because we're all going to lose. No, that's not what I'm trying to put in you. But I'm trying to let you know that that is a lost battlefield. You don't fight where you know you're going to lose, right? You fight where you know you're going to win. You're coming through the headphones when you're mumbling at your computer. Stacy's having an argument with her screen, I think. I don't know who she's talking to. Oh, I don't know. Be funny, earthquakes everywhere again. Everybody's getting earthquakes. They're getting prepared for all kinds of stuff, and it goes back to the Lindsay Williams stuff that they're going to start putting those things out there. The survival shows, they'll step up their community awareness programs for public disasters and things like that. Now, we were watching Best Defense season 1, as recommended by Chuck.
Midway USA is the best defense.
Yeah, that's how they say it. Providers of reloading, sporting, and exciting things you can do in the shed.
Dominate the darkness.
PSA
Optics.
Yeah,
they had a
5.1 in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Wow, HARP's up. They got HARP cranking.
Wow.
In season 2, they had a teaser for season 2, which is on now, but we have to download it off the internet. We don't have TV. Season 2. They said, we decided to focus on crisis in your home, your community, your city, your county, your state, and your country, and how to prepare for that.
It's in the making.
So they're making it right now. Best Defense is going to be talking about like civil disruption, rioting. When you've got something mainstream like that, a show like, you know, that, a commercial show that, you know, is basically, you know, the NRA's puppet trying to get you to buy more guns and more little trinkets for your guns so you can protect yourself in your home. And it's a good show. We're going to share it with a lot of people up here at the church. But when they're talking about civil unrest and things like that, it's getting pretty weird. The Outdoor Channel, when you're seeing revolutionary stuff on the Outdoor Channel, maybe it's time to wake up and you know, smell the radical coffee. I hate the word radical because we're not the ones that are radical. They are. Especially here, we just focus on the meat and potatoes. Prepare your family. Prepare yourself. You know, we don't do the big, oh, let's have a big armory somewhere. I mean, that's why it's a waste of time for these idiot feds to keep sending, stooges up here. It's a waste of your tax dollars for them to be sent over. We're not doing anything illegal. We're not doing anything outside the Constitution or outside even state law. We make sure everybody up here has even California legal junk. As much of a joke as that is, but we realize that we're operating under tyranny now. Why would you advertise? But yet every once in a while they send their moron up here, their cripple little undercover Nazi, to come up and poke around and see what's going on and, you know, try and instigate people or look for people. We know what they're doing. I mean, it was so obvious this last time, it wasn't even funny. Even the guests were like, hey, what's with that guy? He looks like an informant. He's asking way too many questions. And there's nothing, you know. Chuck Baldwin's already the most dangerous man in America. What more can they do to him? We we continue to just prepare for whatever they're going to do. I mean, we have to generalize, you know, and then focus when the shooting starts, of course. But we're generalists, and we keep a broad view out. Where we are, you know, the attacks are going to come one or two ways, down the road or from the sky, period. They can't really come over the mountains. If they do, we've got an advantage. And, it, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. If it's New World Order or a bunch of gang zombies coming up after, you know, a financial collapse, it matters not to us who the enemy is, because we know ultimately they're all working for Satan, and they're all trying to do us harm. That's all that matters. You know, this whole enemy of my enemy is my friend thing? No, the enemy of my enemy of my enemy of my enemy is still my enemy. Period. Does that mean I won't exploit them or try and instigate battles between them? No, but we just train for what we can and within our limits. We're just talking when we came up about finances, you know. It's tough, folks. I know. Sacrifice. You know, I cut out soda for two reasons. It's expensive, and it was killing me. I feel much better. I'm on about, what, my fifth day of diatomaceous earth now? And instead of feeling like I'm turning 45, I feel like I'm turning about 38 today. I'm feeling really good. That's a whole other topic for another show, the health side of it. I'm not an expert, but I'm just doing what other people I trust are telling me to do. But that includes preparing our bodies. Preparing our bodies, our minds, our pocketbooks, what arsenals we have, the tools of liberty, preparing them. And if you decide that all you can do is be the next Paul Revere, do that. And that's kind of, you know, I'm not comparing myself to Paul Revere, but I'm not a frontline fighter. I did a self-assessment, and I said, you know what I can do? I can alert people. And if that means, you know, training as many as I can and educating as many as I can and being ready for when the day comes to drive around in my little four-wheel drive saying, the UN guys are coming, the jackbooted thugs are coming, the Chinese are coming, whoever it is, and I get wasted on that day, I'll know I've done my very best. Now ask yourself that question. Are you doing your very best for the cause? Seriously. I'm not trying to intimidate you. I'm trying to motivate you. I'm not trying to call you on the spot. But are you doing all you can do for the holy cause of liberty? Are you doing all you can do? Is there something you can trim? Is there some way you can shift in your stewardship of your finances to do something a little better, to get an extra 50 rounds of ammunition every month? We talked yesterday about people who don't want to train. Now I'm talking about people who don't want to prep. I run into a lot of Christians that say, well, the Lord will provide. All I need to do is walk naked into the wilderness and everything will be fine. Okay, that does happen in the Bible. How long are you going to live on grass and crows bringing you food? It does happen, but those are miraculous moments for specific times in God's plan. Does he do it to everybody? No. So you got to look at the pattern that way, too. I mean, we're not all Lot. We're not all Job. We're definitely not all Gideon or Joshua or Daniel. Were we all Daniel, we probably wouldn't be in the place we're in. But the facts are, you know, the old saying, the Lord helps those who help themselves. But even better, if you're prepared and you can be a beacon and a leader, you know, I like the Special Forces approach, the, you know, U.S. Special Forces, not Navy SEALs. Although that has its place too, going in and extricating or assassinating or snatching, all that kind of stuff. But more or less, you should be able to take two or three guys and go into a village and within a period of time train them to be resistors and train them to take care of themselves. But they're going to have a minimum of equipment to do so. Well, it says he's had a crow poo on him. See, the crows in the Bible are only nice when God wants them to be nice. Crows are otherwise annoying and scary. Although I think the raven's going to be the symbol of our militia, because that's what Kuia means. It means raven. It's the sound a Kuia makes.
Kiwa!
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 Kuia.
Kuia!
I guess that's better. And the Yokut Indians name this area that. But are you doing all you can do? I've done this before, and I've got a new crop of listeners since I've done this last, I think. I want you, like on a Saturday, to go out into your garage with a notebook and slowly do a 360 and write down everything that you have out there that you haven't used in the last year. Or even 2 years or 3 years. You decide the limit. All those tools, nifty tools you bought because you were going to put an addition on your house, you never got around to it. That quad, that Sea-Doo. And I'm not mocking you. People can have nice things. No problem. But have you been using them? Maybe it's time to liquidate those assets and use them to purchase the tools of liberty. I tell you guys, you need to have a Patriot militia yard sale. Sell everything that you don't use, that you don't need, that you have duplicates of. And go buy ammo, if nothing else, especially if you live in California. It's a great way to do it. We had somebody buy like 5 ponchos from us today. I don't remember how many it was, but it was a grip of ponchos.
Well, they have to wait like 3 weeks.
But... it's going to be 3 to 6 weeks if you're listening, by the way. Because we got to order them, they got to come to us, and we got to ship them to you. That company won't let us drop ship, and they come in bulk. We have to order 12 of them. Another thing that hurt us financially, we got to rework that whole thing. No more onesies or twosies on those bulk deals. Well, you know, if you want them, you got to buy all 12 of them. You know, get your neighbors in there, or you know, 5 or whatever. See some guests are dropping in. Welcome, Minuteman's here. Scotty38 is here. Welcome. We're always welcome. You're always welcome, I mean. I'm a little tired. It's hot again here today. I'm sweating as I sit here. That's why the cam is not. I don't want to see my sweaty mug in front of the camera. Don't you dare turn it on, Lou. But we're talking about what are you doing for the cause personally? And where can you? We can all do better. There's things I can do better. Batfag's in here. Welcome, Batfag. We're about to take a break. Don't play the DJ Store commercial.
What about the water filter?
Play the water filter commercial, please. We'll be back after the break. I'm Dutch Jones, and we'll give the phone number out again because we have the phone hooked up.
When your nation is floundering in a sea of phony debt, and your cities are seething with domestic violence, and you're broke and disgusted with your worthless government, will you need the peacekeeping forces today? As the United Nations sends our soldiers overseas for the purpose of propping up their fake democracies, don't be fooled by denial. These are gross conspiracies. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are on their way. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Through force, they will take our guns away. As our traitorous leaders sell this country down the drain to assist and support the international bankers' aims, don't be fooled by your TV. It's just there to fan the flames of another United Nations charade. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are here today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. They're unloading shipments every day. We fight. Watch the mother of global martial law attempt to make things right. Wrong. Now that your mind has been salvaged and you still have truth in sight, and you have not been duped by all their propaganda hype, will you fight for this country when you know the time is right? Will you fight the peacekeeping forces today? We're gonna fight the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops will have to pay. Don't you think those light bright blue helmets sure make darn good targets? 1, 2, 3, 4, they stand out the ship boats on the bay. There's no more sinister way to attack the USA than to do it the New World Order way.
In the
best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
Okay, hang on, folks. We're going to try and play something funny here that... okay, let me know when you got it, Lou. We'll just start the show without the intro, unless you want to play the intro, Lou. You want to play the intro? Can you play me the intro? Can you play me the intro? Play me the intro, Lou, and I'll shut up, and we'll do it all professional like a big...
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention!
A new world order.
Attention!
The government is the problem.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits. If you don't do your job, I'll shoot you.
Strangely enough, that was actually said today in a militia meeting I had with our commander. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. We had a real... That's funny that you played that. Is that why you played that? Because of what Pastor said today about that other guy? We can't say who he is, but... We had a
would
guy.
You like to know more?
Yes, I would. There was a bunch we were discussing. Oh, by the way, I'm Dutch Jones. The phone number is 559-561-8225, and Debbie is in the room. Debbie just walked in the room. We now have another studio audience member. So... We were talking today about some guy who is like arguing about our SOP, about our mission statement, about how we act, everything down to how we present our weapons in a tactical situation. Literally, how we draw our weapons from the holster. He didn't like it. And the pastor said, that's why you can't be in the militia any longer and you're being jettisoned. In peacetime, it's okay to have these kind of debates to a point, but you've gone too far. And if we're in a firefight and you start doing that, I'm going to have Dutch or one of the other guys shoot you. He quit the next week. He just said, okay, I'm done, guys. I'm going to go to another church. It's that kind of commitment that some people will say is fanatical, but the reality is here that if we don't have the right attitude where we're coming from, we're all going to die. And our children are going to be slaves, and our women are going to be slaves of the worst kind. And if that's what you want, then get out of here. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't even want to fellowship with you. I'm sick of it. I am tired of the sheep. Some people are telling me, oh, you've got to reach out to the sheep more. No. When I mess with the sheep, you know what ends up happening? My shoes get dirty. That's the only thing that happens lately when I go deal with sheep. All I hear is meh, 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 and my shoes get dirty. No fruit comes from it. Where's the love? I love the sheep so much, I'm going to let them fulfill their dream and go die for their feeble little pacifist attitude. That's how much I love them. I love them so much that I'm not going to make their brains pop trying to fill them full of truth. I love the sheep so much that I'm just going to let them not have to listen to me, and they can go stand in a field somewhere and wait for indirect fire to make them into a great big barbecue. That's how much I love the sheep. Lou, are you ready to play that one?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing that Lou found it on his computer here. And this is the thing that somebody mentioned in the chat room about that really nice anti-gun control ad. We were the ones that first played it. And I guess they're playing it on Liberty Radio Live over there now, or First Amendment Radio or something. Here, go ahead, play it.
Yeah, it's getting tough out there. Yeah, no doubt. I work in home invasions mostly. Some murder, occasional rape if she's hot or really bitchy. And I'm a huge advocate of gun control. Absolutely. Competition is stiff, and it doesn't help that every time I kick in a door or smash a window, that I face the possibility of being shot and killed. Listen, the fact is...
We're getting a little hink in the... We're using up too much bandwidth. Here, go ahead and try it again. Lou's over there messing with it. Yeah, his computer's doing too much at one time. I'm sorry, folks. It's a very funny commercial. But it's a criminal... saying that they love gun control, that it's unsafe for them to work when people are armed. And we found it like 2 years ago. And it's all over the net. And what's funny is, and here's a little side here. You got a guy like Nicholas playing it, who's a lone wolf, doesn't want to train, doesn't want to do anything with anybody, has his own little fiefdom over there, who preaches against militant Christians. You know, he says you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just sit back and wait. And then he plays a commercial like that. It shows that he's just in it for the money. He's just in it for the money because he's trying to get you guys to listen to him over there. Oh, they play really cool commercials. But his show has nothing to do with patriot. In fact, he thinks that Christians shouldn't get involved in earthly causes at all. Which is kind of weird, you know, and it's just sad to me. But the commercial's funny, and you know, he's talking about how he doesn't like to go into homes.
Maybe I got.
You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Allowing citizens to own guns creates a hostile work environment for me and my associates. No one should have to work under those conditions.
He's loading magazines.
I say make them all illegal. Absolutely, make all gun ownership illegal.
He's sitting on a couch. He's got a hoodie on, you know, and they blurred his face and morphed his sound. And it gets the point across. And that's just part of the battle there. That's what the sheep want. The sheep want everybody unarmed. The sheep want everybody just get along. Let's be tolerant of everything. Let's allow mosques to be built wherever. Let's allow Muslims to be buried in Christian holy sites. That's another one that's going on that I might talk about later. There was a small town that they didn't want Muslims buried in their town cemetery, but they were told, well, if you fight, people are going to die. If you keep resisting the Muslims, well, that's what they want. That's that front in the battle. If you keep, I'm saying burn the Quran, and everybody's like, don't do it. They'll kill our soldiers overseas if you burn the Quran. But yet nobody cares when some maniac in Loveland, Colorado makes a painting of Jesus Christ in a homosexual act. You don't hear people going, oh, don't do that. Christians are going to get violent. Christians are going to get mad. Ooh, but luckily some woman from Kalispell went down and cut it up with a knife, and she got bailed out, and they're trying to make her pay $1,000 for it. We Christians have got such a bad mind-washing from these corporate churches that the sheep out there are like, oh, you can't... I was talking to somebody today. He had a girl that he was courting, a woman that he was courting. She went to our church website and then told him, oh, they're scary. You can't do that stuff. I don't know if I can hang out with you. Well, why? Well, I've heard scary things about him. I did some checking and all this. He goes, well, so you're just going to believe that and not come up to the church and check it out? And the lady's like, well, yeah. And he's like, fine. You're not worthy of my time. And he dumped her, and I love that. And if more Christian men would be that way, try to educate them. But once they resist, I mean, are you going to be a tyrant and force them to comply? No. Turn them over to their idols and walk away. You've got to have a warrior attitude in this fight, folks, men and women. I mean, some of our, you know, we had that big discussion. I can't remember what day it was last week. But we discussed the topics of roles of men and women, right? But we're all Christian warriors. We just have different roles. The women are to defend the home and support the warrior male, right? We all know what our roles are. So, you know, you women, you're in this too. Little Princess Carlotta out there. You have a duty to keep doing. Are you doing your dry fire practice with that holster I sent you home with? Did you sew it up already, or are you going to wait? I'm going to call you on the carpet here, Carla. Are you practicing your presentation? Chuck, you know, you're doing dry fire practice. You put those posters up we gave you. Everybody has a duty, and we all do. We all have a duty. We're fortunate because, you know, we're fully immersed in the cause here. God blessed us and led us here. And we can only do what's within our power, but we have to do it. We have to show up. Part of success is just showing up. You see those posters everywhere. Well, the Lord is looking for a lot of good men and women. Many are called, few answer the call, and even fewer are prepared. You know, are you going to be like Daniel, or are you going to be like Jonah? And keep going the other way till finally God just takes you and slaps you down in the middle of the battlefield where he wants you. I think there's going to be a lot of Jonahs when this thing starts. There's going to be a lot of Jonahs. Those of you that don't know the story of Jonah and the whale, they wanted to send him to Nineveh. And if you've watched the VeggieTale version, that's where all the fish slappers were. Nineveh was a disgusting, terrible place. It was a horrible place to be. Nobody wanted to be there. Those people were just vicious, vile barbarians. Sacrifice, the whole deal. And when God called Jonah to go there, he's like, no. In fact, he went the other way. He started, I think he headed towards Greece. He got on a boat and started going, and look what happened. Lord tore up the sea until finally, you know, he was thrown overboard. In case of VeggieTales, he was a pickle. Or is he a cucumber? He's a cucumber. And he ended up right back where he didn't want to be. Because God's going to put you there anyway. I really believe it. Do you think the battle's not going to come to your door? You lone wolf people, I'm talking to you specifically. You think that if you just hide enough, the battle's not going to come to your door? They want everyone to be a slave. They want everyone to bow to their false gods. And if you're not willing, if you're not willing to answer the call the first or second time, don't be surprised if the fifth or sixth time you're dragged screaming and clawing the dirt because you didn't prepare and you weren't ready. Bad Fag's asking me, VeggieTales for Bible lessons? No, VeggieTales for entertainment. It'll get you thinking. Then you break out the Bible for Bible lessons. I have no problem with VeggieTales. I thought they were funny. I like the pirates who don't do anything. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with VeggieTales. Let's see. Carla Wednesday we discussed. Thanks for that. I have been off track this week, trying to catch up. I'm seeing what Carla's telling me here. Cool. Get on it. The sooner we stop and get out of the cycle of training, the harder it is to get back. I'm doing this health thing right now. I'm trying to get into shape, trying to get healthy. I am a shape. Pear is a shape, by the way. I'm not V-shaped. I'm pear-shaped, and I'm trying to get into V-shape. SpongeBob. Well, no, SpongeBob is absolutely no good for anything. I don't watch it. I don't think there's one SpongeBob Bible story. If you're watching Bat Fag saying that, if Bat Fag is watching SpongeBob for Bible stories, you need to kill your TV. There's something horribly wrong with your TV if that's what you're interpreting as it. But I've met the guys who do VeggieTales, and I have no problem with them. They're real Old Testament guys, you know, mostly. I mean, they do a couple Christmas things and stuff like that. But I love it. I love it. But, again, the phone number is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. What are you doing? What areas have you, in the last, you know, let's say the last quarter of the year, you know, last 3 months, you've gone, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to stop drinking, and I'm going to use that money to buy bayonets and chainsaws, something. I don't know. You'd be surprised at things that can be. And when you go and do your inventory in your garage, thank you. you know what? I do watch South Park, Bat Fag. I do watch South Park because there's some real biting stuff in there, and I don't have a problem with that. I cringe when they get vile and turn it off, but until it does that, I don't mind it. Batbag saying he bought 4 weapons this year. Who can up that ante? We bought 1 this year and a truckload of ammunition. Stacy's all grinning and laughing. So, 4 weapons, you know. Lou did fix the phone. Lou fixed the phone today. Actually, I did.
Somebody call
him. Yeah, call. If you don't believe me, call. Here, let me make sure it's not on the hook. Here, watch. There it is. Go ahead and call in. Call in. Batbag's putting everybody to shame there. Ammo, weapons. Well, here's what you guys know, because I talk about it every day. I've trained people. I've given away a lot of gear to people who didn't have it and couldn't afford it. I've traded gear. I've networked with other militias in the area. I've taken old, broken-down rifles and tuned them up so that they're functional so I can use them as a coupon gun. Because I can't afford to go get a black rifle, even the legal ones. I don't think we have any legal black rifles.
We sold the vest.
I've lost weight. We sold the vest. Somebody just bought the vest. I sold a vest to some guy. Thank you. Was it
It was
Gunslinger 6?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make sure you get all his address and everything. We'll mail it out tomorrow.
With a couple DVDs.
And some DVDs.
And a bumper sticker.
Okay, I know. And some bumper stickers.
And something else.
A couple of weeks.
Well, because the money was going.
Oh, yeah, the money won't. It doesn't take that long for PayPal to clear. But we'll get it out to him. We'll throw in some survival kits and... that kind of stuff. I picked up an auction 12-gauge shotgun for $25. Look at that. I really, you know, we don't live in a free state, so we can't do private sales of guns. But, you know, we can't all go out and get weapons. But did you break out your tent and your earthquake kit and make sure everything was good? Did you get your radios out and realize that you left your batteries in them and you corroded them? And then so you went out and got new two-way radios? Think of all that stuff. Think of all that stuff you can be doing. I picked up a 20 CBS for free. What's a CBS? It's not clicking in my head. Combat battle shotgun.
20 CBs?
Oh, 20 CBs. Apostrophe S. There you go. We've got CBs are a great thing to be doing, folks. Because, you know, in the military, when I was in the military, I don't remember them having any 11-meter stuff. I don't know of any police that have 11-meter stuff. So CBs are a great way to go. Put them in your cars, get some power inverters that are clean, you know, look for them. I bought a 12-volt inverter at a yard sale and hooked a CB up. It's in our living room right now. Threw up a magnetic mount antenna. I can talk to everybody around here if I want to. You know, eventually they'll figure out that we're using 11 meters, but for primary communications, it's great. It's great. And for relay stations up on a hill at night, 11 meters with a little wattage boost, like 100, 200 watts, think of the people you're going to reach for Patriot Radio. I mean, that's what I'm focused on, radio. I got a shortwave transmitter back there. And when this gets dumped, when they push the button, you're going to have to look for me on the shortwave. You know, usually where the pirates go, if you know where I'm talking about, like 6250, 6270, right in there. You know, we don't know. I've got the antenna's already up in the tree. I got a long wire antenna up. We may have to move from this location to reach you, but we do what we can. Even if it's just putting away cases of toilet paper, if you're going to defend in place, and I hope to God you're not in a city if you make that decision. Pre-staging of stuff, purchasing of stuff. Every time you buy 2 cans of beans, buy a third and stick it in your stash. Buy some plastic trash cans with wheels and fill those up full of blankets, water, food, ammo, medical supplies so you can run. And if you have to, you can hook it to your trailer hitch if you got too many people in your pickup. Hold them out the window. I'm looking for commitment from people. That's what I look for. Fruit. It's another example of fruit. If you got somebody who just... I love these guys that are patriots that won't tell you anything. Yeah, aluminum paperweight kits. You're not the only one, Batbag. I know of a few people who did that. If I got some guy and he's been talking to me for a year and he keeps putting me off, he doesn't show up for training, he doesn't go to the gun shows with us to procure the ammo, he misses the trainings in-house we do, and when we have like a duty roster for our trainings that he does show up to and he doesn't want to pull guard duty, I just let them fade away. He's almost worse than an infiltrator because at least they're fun to mess with. But it's sad. It's so sad that people want to play the game, put on the Batman uniform, but they don't want to leap from tall buildings. Oh, wait, I'm mixing my superheroes up. But you get the point. Everybody wants to own the gear, but they don't want to go out and run around for a year and get to know it. The tactical vest I put together yesterday that I don't know if I showed it to you guys or not, the secondhand one that I got from Minuteman, it doesn't fit me right. It's a little too small. So you know what that told me? Guess what? Diet, running, going to start walking, going to, you know, doing sit-ups, do whatever it takes. I'm going to fit into my gear. And I got a wall out here. I got a 5-foot-high wall. Lou shamed me by getting over it before me. I can't get over it unassisted.
I can.
He leaps over it like a teenage boy being chased out of somebody's house, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, he's pretty good at getting over the back wall. What's up with that? How do you know how to do that, Lou? So, you know, that wall is out there on that field, and I see it every day. And I'm going to work on that wall. It's aircraft aluminum. Some kind of, is it? I don't even know, Batfag. What level of aircraft aluminum is it? But there's so much we can be doing. There's so much more we could be doing as individuals. If you are within 100 miles of Cahuilla, California, come out on our Sunday. Come out on just any Sunday. Fellowship with us. If you're a Christian and you want to get involved in this, check us out. Begin the courtship process, the recruiting process. Find everything. This year, like, I've got a, you know, everybody makes New Year's resolutions. I don't do that, but I always, you know, say what I'm going to do next. I'm going to put together some videos for you guys. You know, the kind of stuff that I was showing Chuck and Carla and the other folks up here that took the time to hang out with us. I could put that on a video easily. I got Lou here. We got video editing software. We can do it. And I can send it out to you, and then you can practice this stuff in your home. Safely. Follow the steps, the safety steps. Always have two people check your weapons. If you don't have a practice gun or a toy gun, you swipe from your kids. You know, follow everything we do. We need to get moving on this. I don't care if you agree with me 100% or 50%. We have to work on this together. You know, when it's all over with, you can go cut out your own little country and your state and decide what your own flavor of theology is. But as for me and mine, we're going to follow Jesus Christ to the letter of the Bible and use history and the tactics of great men and women before us to make this work. I always say I don't know how much time we have left, but I think we're definitely getting to the point we may be able to see it from here. Wiser men than me may be able to pinpoint the date. I'm not going to risk that. I'm going to react to them. Just like if you came to the conference or when you get the conference CDs when the blackout is over and we can start distributing them to you guys and playing some of them an hour before we go on the air. We do not strike first. We're going to let them strike first. Just like Lexington and Concord. But when we do strike back, it has to be like one giant hammer just coming down on them. And I don't think it's going to be over in 3 months, 6 months. It's going to be a long battle. I'm not going to lie to anybody. Anybody, they always say, you know, oh, this will be a quick war. We'll be home before Christmas. That's propaganda to get your young boys to go die in bloody meat grinders willingly. That's just propaganda. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be ugly. And the key word is going to be asymmetrical, and it's going to be cell warfare level. It's going to be guerrilla warfare tactics. It's going to be Rogers Rangers. There's a Roberts Rangers. I always mess that one up. You know, it's going to be the Montyards in the highlands of Vietnam. It's not going to be standing toe-to-toe with professionally trained soldiers. They'll be fighting each other. Because entire units are oath keepers. Entire units are loyal to the Constitution and not to whatever regime happens to be in office. It's going to be, and the problem with most people, especially armchair warriors and generals that have never fought, they like to fight the last war. Whatever the last war was, they apply those tactics. Go ahead, look back in history. They always try to fight it the way the previous war was fought. And there's always some wise guy or some visionary who realizes, hey, we have to work around this. Let's circumvent this. I can't even imagine to guess what this battle is going to be like, but I can tell you it's not going to be like anything we've ever seen before. Will it be like Terminator 5 or whatever we're at now, where it'll be rubble cities and we're destroying mechanized units with, you know, simple railroad car wheels dropping them off buildings? I don't know. Sometimes the media does get it right. Sometimes art does precursor or predict how it's going to work. But I do know this for sure. Unless you prepare now, you're not going to be in the fight. You're not going to be a multiple or a force multiplier or even a reasonable resistance faction. You know, you're not going to make a difference if you're just going to show up on the front street in your, you know, front of your house in the street with your sweats on and a handgun in your hand and your water back on and some granola bars in your pocket. What good are you going to be? I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to point to you and say, what is your problem? Where have you been? And the whole purpose of this show, and I got a minute here before we switch over, we make the break to switch over to Liberty Tree Radio. I'm going to give the phone number again. Everybody was telling me get the phone hooked up, and then nobody's calling. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Let's see. Here, watch. Listen. I haven't made you guys mad enough to call me, Debbie says. You're all punks. You're not worthy of the cause. Get out and give me $20.
Give me infinity
push-ups. I'm going to start doing that to Lou, making him do infinity push-ups. We're going to be back. Liberty Tree Radio is going to join us. Remember, libertytreeradio.4mg.com, dutchjones.info. We'll be right back after the break.
Now and he smiles on our land. And though we yielded, we had proved ourselves a faithful band. We fought them long, we fought them well, we fought them night and day. And bravely struggled for our rights while wearing of the gray. And now that we have ceased to fight and pledged our sacred word, that we against the Union might no more will draw the sword. We feel despite the sneers of those who never smelt the fray, that we will madly honest right to wearing of the gray.
that gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
world order. Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is the problem.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Why don't you go over there and break the bad news?
What? Are you playing something from Dragon Ball Z? Is that what that was? Did you just randomly pick a sound effect?
No, I already previewed.
Is Ed in there yet? Ed's in there. So we are on Liberty Tree Radio. Welcome to our Liberty Tree Radio listeners. I am Dutch Jones. And welcome to the cavalcade of comedy that is the Dutch Jones radio program, coming to you Monday through Friday for 2 hours. You guys are getting 1 hour over there. 2 hours on you broadcast. And you can go to dutchjones.info. And make sure you spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. D-U-T-C-H-J-O-E-N-S.info. Who's the guy yesterday that called during the show? He was calling spelling it J-O-N-E-S. Is that what the problem was?
Today.
Oh, today.
Robert from Michigan.
Robert from Michigan. I hope you're listening. It's just, I know it's spelled weird, but I did it to differentiate. It's the Dutch spelling. If I did my real name, you guys would never be able to spell it. It's Frusenglaschenstein. I'm actually Jewish. And yeah, I'm a Red Sea pedestrian. But welcome. Welcome to the Dutch Jones radio program. The last hour we've been talking about, what have you done to prepare yourself? You know, are you getting in the right mindset? Are you you having Patriot yard sales, militia yard sales, getting rid of all that junk that you've collected over your lifetime? Because I know I have. And then turning that into a means of production or a means of defense. You know, a lot of good suggestions. The phone number to call in is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. That is a call-in only number. I can't call out. I mean, I can't call out of the neighborhood. We can't afford a phone that actually calls out of the 559 area code. So I can't call you. I've had people say, well, call me and I'll put you on. No, I can't do it. And it's not an 800 line because we can't afford an 800 line. The minute the enemy found out we had an 800 line, they would just call it and run our bill up and put us in the poorhouse. So we can't do that. And the website, again, as I say, is dutchjones.info, dutchjones.info. If you want to email me and yell at me with written word, all caps, it's Dutch... at dutchjones.info. That's Dutch at dutchjones.info.
Remember the E.
Remember the E, J-O-E-N-S. And those of you that have made donations this month, you can get your own Dutch Jones email address. And all you have to do is write Lou at dutchjones.info. That's L-E-W at dutchjones.info. And he'll set you up. He will... Oh, he did the E big there in the chat room. The best way to talk to us, the two ways that I prefer are through Facebook. If you're already not a member, boy, catch the fever. I use it for just promoting the cause. I don't get into any. I won't send you Farmville notices or Mafia War notices or any of that junk. But I use the enemy there.
Hello?
Oh, hello, hello.
Heart attack.
Hello, who do we have? Can you hear me?
Ooh, and since you went to all the trouble to put in a landline, I might as well call in and say hi.
Well, hello, Minuteman. How do I sound on your end?
You sound good.
Good, good, good. We're using, for Ed, we figured out if we use the aux sends with the FX return, we don't get the echo in the loop in the phone. So that's what we just, same soundboard, just got to be, we read the manual. So what did you want to talk about today, Minuteman?
Please help. One of the things... You know, when you're talking about selling stuff or going through, Don McElveen, which I think I gave you a long time ago, has a list of like 40 different things to do to, you know, get ready for hard times. And basically his is like get rid of like half the stuff you have.
Yeah.
But one of the things Mark talks about is a bunch of the stuff you actually need to save, whether it's, you know, pieces of plywood, some case window breaks, you can board up the window, you know, nails, hand tools, you know, not battery operated.
Yeah, means of production stuff.
Means of production and securing, again, if we'll say there's an earthquake and some of the windows break, do you have the means, either heavy vis cleaner, plywood or whatever, to, you know, board it up to, you know, keep your place from, you know, being like outside or whatever. So, good point on that. Also, I'm glad you're bringing up, you know, how things change in California on February 1st.
Yeah.
Do all you can to, shall we say, stimulate the economy and buy the proper things so that, you know, you've got whether a means of barter or a means of protection to do what you need to do that way.
Excellent advice. The things you're gonna need, you're not even going to be able to imagine, but some of the things are pretty obvious. You know, if you've got like boxes full of styrofoam peanuts, you know, there are tactical uses for those. I've had guys come, well, you can put those in Molotovs. Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about use of space. You know, if you have a giant warehouse, sure, save all those boxes full of styrofoam peanuts. But, you know, you might want to place something else in there. One of the things we're doing up here is we're getting a cider press. We've planted apple trees everywhere. And we decided one of the investments is we're going to get a cider press, and we're going to start making our own cider for all kinds of medicinal and trade purposes.
Someone needs to go by and water those, because when I was up for conference, a lot of them are thirsty.
Yeah, well, that's Lou's job. Lou and the pastor take care of them, and we've been doing pretty good. They're all so young, and there's some down by the trailers down there that got a little neglected by somebody who was living here, but now we got those taken care of. The drought here has just been brutal, but we're planting trees. Stacy's got her own little citrus trees she's going to put in, and we're going to every month put in another one. And we're just going to do everything we can to liquidate the things we don't need. I mean, Stacy, like, she sold every episode of, what was it, 24?
Yeah.
On eBay so she could use the money to buy ammo.
Yeah, and a monitor.
And a monitor. She sold a computer monitor. Let me look over my shoulder here. We got, like, two computer monitors and stuff up there that we, you know, the people have donated to us. And, you know, then somebody came in and donated a bunch of flat screens. Those are way better. You know, so maybe we need to get rid of the big bulky ones because somebody wants them. And if it's $20, $20. You know, we'll turn that into something else.
One of the things you might consider planting up there that I've got planted in the alternate location is walnut trees. Because it's,
ooh, yeah,
it has protein and it has the essential oils. In other words, if things go bad for a while and you're not eating beef-type protein and you're primarily vegetarian, your body still needs the essential oils and the fats from it. And walnuts is a real simple way, and a tasty way, whether you make like walnut bread or put walnut in your salad or just eat them plain,
sure,
is a very good way to help with that.
Yeah, and that's planted for the long haul, too, because you get a lot of years out of those, they call them stone nuts or something like that. We're surrounded by those things down in the valley, so the technology, the wisdom is there. We have a lot of people growing almonds. They have almonds that they grow for their survival stash. I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff with almonds. You can even make milk out of it. And there's all kinds of things. The cider thing, one of the reasons we want the cider thing, not just the trees we have, but we have a like-minded guy about a quarter mile down that just bought the orchard down there. And I don't know if you remember last year, I was telling everybody, hey, you know, this guy wants like $600,000 for an operating orchard, and fortunately a local guy that is like-minded got it, so it's not going to fall to a bunch of hippies. The other thing that, you know, that you're talking about, the planting of stuff, getting the means to irrigate now and getting it stored, and getting some people trained in how to do it. We're very fortunate here. God has blessed us. We've got a year-round supply of water in a ditch, but we're not legally allowed to have access to that ditch. I know it's a long story, but water in California is all owned by somebody else. But we built the weir, we built the pipes, and it's going to take two or three shovelfuls of removing dirt, and that water is going to flow in our garden. We can't do it legally now, but in a post-collapse scenario, when, you know, these ridiculous water boards are no more, our garden's going to be watered by gravity from the river through the People's Canal that was built by socialists over 100 years ago. I love the poetic justice in that.
You know, what's scary about what you said is how, I can't think of the guy's name up in Canada. I'm saying Maurice Strong, but that might not be correct. But like you said, how a lot of foreign entities have bought up water rights for municipalities where it's not even held in U.S. hands anymore, but it's a foreign thing that holds it. And basically, like, you know, with your soil water filters, water is the key to life. You know, you can only go about 3 days without water, and then your crops and food and the other stuff, you know, if they control the water, they can, you know, they got a chokehold better than cutting off ammunition or, you know, cutting off food supplies, because, you know, without water, like in California Central Valley, you know, you can have a world of hurt.
Well, the discussions around here, you know, we realize that the next war, the resources will probably be food and water. And as you said, all the water here is owned by somebody else. Even the river that runs by the pastor's house over there, the North Fork of the Cahuilla, that runs year-round, people down in the valley, under these laws of prior settlement, say you can't take that water out of the river anymore. So all these people that had river wells and purification systems are done. They have to go spend $15,000, $20,000 to drill a hard rock well up here, because you're no longer allowed to take water out of the river. And it's a big battle up here. And eventually, it's going to come to a shooting war. And it did in the 80s. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy who flies around in the helicopter that owns all the water, that's building the... He wants to build a bunch of houses.
Didn't he kill people over there?
Yeah, there were shootings back in the 80s because people were sneaking pipes into his ditches to water their crops. Because, you know, and he had armed thugs from, I think it was Wackenhut. Who? Boswell, the guy that owns all the water here in Central California. And he's just one guy. And his family over the years were smart. They learned what the law of the land was. And they bought up estuaries and wetlands, and they drained them. And they bought wells during the Great Depression. And now it's in the hands of one guy. And sure, he's an American. But what's going to happen when somebody comes from Japan or China and says, hey, we want to buy that, and he's hurting?
Yeah, we'll double whatever you want for it. You know?
Yeah. Well, we make plans here. We've, along with other militias in the valley, when this thing starts, we already know where the water control points are. It's obvious, it's all public record. And we know that when society falls apart, we're going to run those things. We've done so with the electricity in the area. Those of you that have, hopefully you scouted, I think I showed Chuck and Carla, we have hydroelectric power here, but the power goes everywhere else but here. But we know the guys that put those installations in. And when the time comes and we're rebuilding, we're going to power ourselves up with our own river right here locally. And that power won't go to Fresno. It won't go to San Francisco. We'll use our own hydroelectric. You saw that big dam coming up here, Carla and Chuck. We can control that. We have people from the Army Corps of Engineers that are out now. They go, oh, yeah, we can run all that. It's preparation. It's pre-placing. It's networking and knowing how things work that really matter. It's not always how many bullets you can send down range.
If you try to do that, like you said, bullets down range is your only means, you're not going to last too long. But like, no. If you network, and the other important thing is to plan ahead, like you did with planting the trees, knowing where, you know, water access points are. You're going to do far better than those wait at the last minute and then try to, you know, get their act together.
Yes, yes, yes. I think one of the key things is, and it's a biblical lesson, that those people that do prepare, you know, all the analogies, the ant, the handmaidens and the oil in the Bible, you know, they show up to the battle and they're not ready. You know, they don't have enough oil. You know, how long are you going to be able to fight? How long are you going to be able to fight? And people, well, I'll just run around the hills and live off the land. What are you going to do when the enemy does scorched earth policy or denies you access? It's easy to control sources of water if you don't pre-plan. If somebody's got you know, superior firepower, look at. I always use the Serengeti scenario. Where do the lions usually hang out at the water hole? So they'll know where these points are, but if you haven't pre-planned, you're not going to do any good. You're not going to know how to do it. And even if you do take it, how are you going to run these water supply systems if you've never researched it?
Well, it's also, like you said, if you're just planning on living off the land, like Mark talks about back in Michigan, that it's like if everyone fled to the woods to hunt deer or rabbit or whatever, you've got a person behind a tree, a person behind a tree. You've got more people that will be out in the woods looking for
sure.
Like Don talks about, you know, in a short period of time, all the game's gone.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do?
Even with our 50 turkey, 20 to 30 deer, couple dozen wild boar coming through, everybody on this road, this urban interface road, they call it, you know, it's the country. We don't live in the country. These folks have never been to the country. I've lived in the wilderness. I lived in a van down by the river. They don't know what wilderness is. They're thinking the same thing. They're the people putting the salt licks out and putting the bags of grain out to lure the turkeys in. And you know, and they're thinking, hey, I'm going to get those pigs. Even the liberals down here are thinking, well, you know, I can live off that. And even they're making preparations. And suddenly people up here go, well, what about those deer? Well, the deer migrate. They don't just hang around the church, folks.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know, we got tons of quail, but how quickly will that go? And how many starving children, you know, are going to consume all that up in the first few days of the struggle when the supplies stop coming up the road?
Yeah, it's like Don and Mark said, you know, once it first happens and the people head to the hills to get their food, it's going to be gone really quick. And then how's it going to reproduce? How are you going to get more if you kill the doe and her fawns and
exactly.
You know, what's going to be left?
Well, we have pig traps and small animal traps and the facilities. We were discussing this the other day at our preparation meetings that we do. And we were saying, well, what about the deer? Well, deer have one or two young, so that's really not feasible, the amount of energy that you put into it. I go, but these pigs, these wild pigs up here, we catch, you know, one male and three or four sow, they can have a dozen babies at a time. And the return is going to be better with those. The return is going to be better with raising rabbits. The return is going to be better with the chickens. So let's just leave the deer for everybody else. Let them go Robin Hood and you know, snag all the deer. And then pretty soon the deer will either get smart or be decimated. They'll just move up higher into the park, you know, where these people aren't used to hunting. Then maybe we can send out scouting missions and do it, but the deer isn't going to be enough. You've got to have, like we were talking, snaring the animals, domesticating the animals. We have the facilities to put them in. We've pre-staged the stuff. You know, we're looking ahead. You know, the cattlemen in the area have already told us, you need horses, we'll supply you with horses, you supply us with people, and we'll do there's free-range cattle all around us, but only the ranchers know where they put them.
Yeah.
You know, and all you Old Testament guys will starve because we'll be eating pork chops. You know, you know, what are you going to do? And you can't eat just rabbit. We've got fish. We've got ponds that are already dug out. We'll fill them up, and we'll start netting. We'll throw catfish, you know, in there. They've done it before, right, Debbie? Debbie says she remembers when they thought, you know, Y2K was coming and all that. They had the fish ponds active. We'll just do that again. The holes are there. In fact, they're wetlands now. The cattails are still growing. We'll just activate the fish ponds again and start growing our own catfish.
Well, kind of like you said, it takes planning ahead. And, you know, whether it's food, whether it's clothes, whether it's boots and boots that are broken in.
Yeah.
You know, none of this is last-minute stuff. You know, I feel sorry. Well, I guess more like Don McElvaney and Joel Skousen have said that,
sure.
You know, a lot of times people have preached the choir for so long, you know, and they preach to their friends, and it just falls on deaf ears, you know, that uh-huh. think you're a wacko or whatever. And it's like you need to put your time into your preparedness and for your lifeboat so that when the storm comes, your lifeboat's ready to ride out the storm rather than wait to the last minute, expect your neighbors, you know, to give you oil from their lamp.
Well, it's like here, I'm to the point where I'm only looking for sheepdogs now, and you know that. We had a lot of people come up for the conference you attended, and they were just lost, especially the Chuck Baldwin fans, and I'm not knocking his fans. It's just they're at a different stage. That's why I do this show. You know, the people, the preppers, the people that are already hardcore, they already knew about Liberty Radio Live. Liberty Tree Radio. See, there's an old slip there. Liberty Tree Radio. They knew, you know, about the intelligence report. I'm trying to reach people that are not in the panic mode, not in the denial mode, but have gone, okay, there's something going on. What do I have to do now? So I'm looking to cultivate that sheepdog attitude. And there were a lot of people. I were getting emails from people that were kind of panicked after the conference. They had no idea. And, of course, we focused on the Islamic threat during the conference because we like to deal with specifics, you know, even though we're generalists here. But each conference we pick a specific theme, and this year it just happened to be, you know, the Islamo threat, and it's a possible threat that the New World Order will use. Yeah, we lost all that other, but they can go to the...
Okay, recording.
Okay, we are back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We got kicked off. Just a problem with bandwidth, folks. We got kicked off, but Lou's got it. If you're tuning in right now and you missed the previous hour and a half, you have to go to DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info. Why'd you just tell that to start playing again, Lou?
I said pause.
No, it was already paused. And okay, hang on, folks. Lou's playing with my computer. Don't touch my computer. That's your computer. This is my computer. Every time you do that, it's bad. Go to DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info, and Olima, when she gets a chance, will have the archive up and you can hear the whole show. Sorry about that. All the guys down the line, our friends listening in New York, and all the other FM stuff. Ah, boy. But okay, we're with Minuteman on the phone, and we were discussing on pre-planning, prepping, keeping things pre-staged and ready to go, and we were talking about the sheepdogs versus the sheep out there. And you were in the middle of a thought. Do you remember it, or did you forget it there?
I've got it on the tip of my tongue.
Go ahead. Take it. It's yours.
Emails I sent you within the last couple of days had the food prices for, like, corn and wheat and soy and all that, and the spike was all of them we're going through right now. So, again, if people wait till now to start, you know, buying up food to feed their family,
yeah,
next very short time it's going to be a lot more expensive than someone who's been doing it for several years.
Yeah.
But even then, if the food prices are higher, it's better to do it now than...
Yeah, it's like the price of gold, whether you get in now or you get in when it's $3,000, you know, versus 2 years ago and go, well, it was, what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's never too late to start, but it's too late when it's too late. Does that make sense? And so many people just want to keep putting it off. We're a nation of procrastinators and a nation of credit believers. We just think we're going to build up this big credit and everything's going to be okay. You're going to be able to use your plastic days before the collapse. But you're not going to know it's coming. And when you get to the grocery store, everybody else is going to be there.
Well, you know, like it says in the Bible, though, you'll know the time and the season thereof.
Right.
But you may not know the specific date, but obviously when you see the way food prices are going, you see the way the economy is going, you see the way the government keeps doing bailout after bailout, and like Mark says, you know, the money printing machines are running at high speed, printing all the monopoly money they can, you know, do. And so what do we do about our debt? Oh, well, the Federal Reserve is going to print more money, and they're going to start buying the debt.
Yeah.
And it's insanity.
Well, they're already going to foreign banks again this week to buy up more debt, and we don't know what the Fed's going to do, and foreign markets are already freaking out. And I'm not an expert on that stuff, but you get that point. We can't keep waiting on somebody else to take care of it for us. But unfortunately, that's the way they trained our kids. And that's the way they trained us when we were kids and our parents when they were kids.
Well, that's a good thing with what you guys are doing with Lewis, and I know you'd love to do with Anthea, but
yeah,
that by homeschooling and teaching them not groupthink, not what do we collectively think is 2 plus 2, 8 or 7, no, I think it's 6. 6 would be a better. Oh, we all agree. That's a wonderful thing. You know, we all get an A on it. That, you know, it's like in the classes I taught this last weekend, that people have lost, they don't have common sense anymore.
Nope.
Common sense used to be life experience, learning with mom in the kitchen or learning with dad out in the workshop, and just a whole bunch of stuff gave people what's called common sense.
Yeah.
But because of the public school system and teaching groupthink, not teaching how to logically deduce if A happens or B happens, what is the logical sequence and consequence of this, of that, they're not taught that. So literally common sense is lost. And like you said, a lot of the people out there are nothing but sheeple that, you know, and again, like the World Trade Center, a lot of people, when the Port Authority came over the loudspeaker and said, stay in your offices, everything's fine, everything's all right.
Go back upstairs.
Yeah, they literally stayed there because I've got to do what I'm told to do, rather than think, you know what, I'm getting the hell out of here and boogieing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just this the whole sheep mentality, and I still remember we were working on an ambulance. I was working for Riverside County, and there was flash flooding going on, and we were going around, you know, trying to warn people, driving our ambulance on the PA, telling them, hey, you need to get to high ground, you need to do all this. And this guy, we got there too late for him. He was off on a side road, and he had like 8 inches of water go right through his house, and, you know, and believe me, 8 inches of water is a lot. And, you know, it destroyed his home inside, mud and everything. And he's like, why would the county let me build here if it wasn't safe? And I'm like, sir, you're in a river bottom. He's like, but the county said I could build here. And I'm like, it's your fault, not the county. You live in a river bottom. Where do you think the rain? Well, it hasn't rained in like 20 years here, you know, being in the drought in Southern California. Everybody wants to blame everybody else. Put the onus on everyone to say, is it okay for me to do this? Should I be doing this? What should I be doing? I get it all the time. I get people like when we had the table set up at the conference, well, what do I need? And I'm like, really? You really have no idea what you should buy from me? And so then I'd use it as a as an outreach. And, you know, I was gentle and nice. I wasn't my usual brash self on the radio. And I said, well, you need a couple of these things. You need a water filter. You need this, you know. And, you know, go to my website, download the list of things. Yeah, they're not sheep. They're lemmings. They're even worse than sheep, Warland is saying in the chat room. And, you know, I don't know. I'm nice one-on-one, but as a mass of lemmings, as Warland puts it, I really don't want anything to do with them anymore.
Well, like you brought up with Riverside, you know, another prime example of that is all the rich movie stars that build these big homes in Malibu.
Yeah.
And then when the floods come, they expect the county to be out there with huge bulldozers and earth movers
to save them.
Big berm walls to save their house, but you're the idiot that built it there.
Yeah. It's the arrogance of man, you know, to think that they are invincible, that if I take enough vaccines, I drive the right car, even if I smoke a bunch of cigarettes and do drugs, I'm still going to live forever, you know. It's just, it's strange. And I run into it all the time. It's a naivete that's created by, you know, like you said, our public cesspool system, as Warren Lee used to put it, and all the other stuff that, you know, the even Sesame Street, you know, the way they do it. Well, boy, we come up on the break fast, even with the drop out there. Well, we'll be back after the break, and you're listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and we'll be back. Listen to the commercials. Help us out. We'll be right back.
Shall flow, and our smiles will beam and glow, when those bad old foes we fought for years finally fall from one last blow. So don't give up on hope too soon, girl, before this day arrives. Just heave a sigh and try to dry all these teardrops from your eyes. There's still time for me and you. There's still love to see us through. There's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose, girl, to lose these blues and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old friendly fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. 'Cause it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over, girl, until we win.
Whenever I stop and think about the many times we faced impossible odds, when the hopelessness and despair felt so intense that we didn't think we could hold out any longer, yet time and again we were given the grace to overcome those odds and the courage to keep fighting the fight. What it proves to me is we've got angels watching over us, girl. So if we can just keep our hope alive for a little bit longer and keep on believing in the promise that the truth will one day set us free, then there shall be a glorious future awaiting us. For I've read the end of the story, and it's not over until we win.
Yeah, now there's still time for me and you. Oh, there's still love to see us through. Yeah, there's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose now to lose these blues and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old smiling fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. 'Cause it's not over, girl, until we win.
best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary field and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use.
Would you like to know more?
To a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems in your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
You kill anything that has more than two legs, you get me?
Elder abuse, Chuck. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, the last half hour. Wow, this something sounds really bassy in my headphones. I sound bassy. Do you feel bassy? Oh, I got to bring the telephone back up. We do have a telephone number, and we thank Minuteman for calling in there and helping us extrapolate on our thoughts. I work better having someone as a foil to go back and forth. Co-hosting is always a great option in the show. And the phone number is 559-561-8225. I'm going to slow down for all those people in Lemon Cove. 559-561-8225. What are you whittling up over there, Debbie? Socks. More socks. Oh, I love it when they make socks. Well, we've been talking about prepping and preparing. No, this isn't an advanced course that you would get on maybe the intelligence report. This is just some biblical advice, some just folks talking about it around the modern-day campfire. I haven't used that analogy in a while. I think I should, because this show is the modern-day campfire. We're all sitting around, and we're talking. You can reach me through Facebook. You can send me messages like someone just did. Or you can call on the phone. Let me hit the phone here. Hello, who's calling, and what would you like to talk about?
Good evening, Dutch.
Oh, hey, Sir David. Haven't heard from you in a while. What's up, sir?
Well, Mark was just on here. Mike and I covered it yesterday, the abduction of a baby in
Hampshire.
What wasn't put on the air, I want for the listeners to be able to hear, is I just got a bulletin here.
Go ahead.
In regards to the abduction, you're familiar with the abduction?
Yes, we have. We talked about it yesterday.
Okay. There is a rally scheduled for tomorrow.
Good.
Oath Keepers. It says it could get funky. Who knows what's going to happen, but they're asking for everybody to come. to the Rochester Family Division Court, located at 259 County Farm Road. That's 259 County Farm Road, Dover, New Hampshire. Rochester Family Court Division. Tomorrow at noon, the rally is scheduled to be there at from noon to 4. Stuart, the head of Oath Keepers, will be there. They are also going to be joined by Gary French, and he's going to be filming the entire rally for Restore the Republic. That could get exciting. The more people, the better, folks. Let these monsters out there know that it is not well liked what they did to a brand new born baby girl. They raped her!
When did that get out? I haven't heard that one.
You didn't hear tonight's broadcast.
No, it's broadcasting right now while we're talking on our FM site. I can't do two at once.
They raped her. The sheriff picked the child up this afternoon around 1 o'clock. Noon, 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
They were going to kill her. This was a sacrificial taking. They intended to kill that baby, and they do so in a 14 days of torture. They torture a child for 14 days, and then they kill it.
It's insane.
And the social worker, when the sheriff showed up, I guess, or interfered, wanted to check the child out, the social worker remark was, we're screwed. She didn't say I. She said, we're screwed.
Right.
They got caught. The child's been taken to a special clinic where it was tested and examined for sexual abuse. Child's been raped. Only 7 days old, and it's been raped by Child Protective Services. This is not the first case in the state of New Hampshire.
Well, tell us more about this rally tomorrow. Give us the information again so that our listeners can... I have nothing to say on this. This is just so appalling, I'm not even going to comment, but give us
That's why I wanted it out so that people will be able to go to this rally, that their show of numbers, because if it's not known, then how are people going to be able to go? It's the Oath Keepers are sponsoring a rally. The rally location is the Rochester Family Division Court at 259 County Farm Road, Dover, New Hampshire. Stuart of Oath Keepers and Gary French, the filmmaker with Restore the Republic, will be there, as well as Sons of Liberty Riders will be there. Anyone is welcome to come.
Well, it's like I said, there needs to be retribution for this kind of thing. And it's up to the people of that area to see that this doesn't go unpunished.
The 9 men who went in there and abducted this child on the 6th of October should be taken out and hanged by the neck till they're dead, all 9 of them.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. Well, we got it out there, and just based on its face, I mean, what they did to begin with was terrible enough, but these stories, I mean, this is unforgivable, the most heinous crime possible, and you people up there in Concord, you know what to do.
The baby was abducted at 16 hours after birth from the mother at gunpoint by police and Child Protective Service officers, supposedly to protect the child.
Right. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll just put it out there for what it's worth, and you folks up there know what to do. Thanks for calling in, Sir David.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Okay, wow, just like with anything that comes in cold like that, you guys be diligent, and, you know, I have no comment on that. I'm trying to reach Ed, too, to find out what's going on with that, and... whereas I can't confirm it, I can't deny it, and I'm not surprised by it. I've seen some pretty terrible things. I've gone on calls where foster parents were given children because they were supposedly being abused by their parents, and I get there and the foster parent bashed their brains out on a tree by swinging them by their feet. happened in Riverside, California. I was the EMT. And somebody's saying Moloch, yeah, sacrificing babies to Moloch. It happens. To say that there is no satanic presence in our law enforcement. So, okay, thanks, Ed. But, you know, that's just one of those things that goes out there. And, I mean, on its face, it's the fact that they just took the child is appalling. And if this stuff is true, that, you know, I have no reason one way or the other. You could hear the passion in his voice. I don't know Sir David personally, but I don't think he would risk his credibility by calling up and saying something like that if he didn't at least believe the people who told it to him. So take a moment and pray for them. I need you to play a song. I can't just find something to play, something angry, Luke, because I gotta get that out of my head. I gotta get it out of my head, and I can't do it. So Luke, please, he's looking for a song, and I'll tell you, Stacy couldn't hear what was going on. So we'll be back after the song. I just need a moment, and I'm gonna pray for the baby.
Dear Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn.
Took a moment. Ed, as we're checking out that last story that you heard, the call-in we spoke with in the chat room, Ed is saying that the sheriff has gotten involved in the case. They're saying that it was taken to a doctor. The doctor is saying that there's evidence that the child was, in fact, sexually assaulted. They went to change the baby's diaper to visit, and the deputy said there was was bloody around the private parts of the baby. So they took it. But what you got to realize here is the timeline of custody. There's no way that this happened in the hospital in the short time that the parents had custody of this baby. That it happened while it was away. in the custody of whatever they call their child protective services there. It's like Department of Children, Health and Welfare, whatever they call it up there, their demonic agencies. Now, 7 days old, we withhold, it's hard to do this because I'm extremely angry right now, just to the thoughts that this happens, because I know it happens. I've worked with people whose children were taken from them and murdered by other children, and then the state blames them for it while they're in foster care. And the baby was taken at birth. There's no way the father or anybody else could have done this to it. Now, let's hold out. Okay, there are certain anatomical, physiological things that could have caused a baby to have blood in its diaper. I've delivered 3 babies, and I know the risks involved with that. I've seen some pretty horrific things when babies come out and just deformities. So I'm withholding what I want to say. I'm withholding what needs to be done to these people if this is true. I typed in the chat room, the fog of war dictates that we make certain before reaction is taken. But what you people up there should be doing right now is your research. You should be finding out every name of every person that had contact with that child, and you should be surveilling them. They should not move from their location without you knowing where they were. Ed's saying that the doctor, when the first doctor witnessed this, he specifically requested the baby be checked out by a rape specialist. Those of you that are fortunate enough to not be involved in this type of stuff like I have from public safety, they have rape specialists that perform what's known as a rape kit. They look for DNA matter. They look for specific types of injury. I've never known of a baby this young myself in the United States. I've read stories in Africa where they do this to cure AIDS, the barbarians over there. But I've never had firsthand anyone under the age of 3 where I've had to be involved in this. And the anger that I'm feeling in the very core of my being tells me that you people that are in that area, militias are responsible for the well-being of their neighbors, their community. You better be prepping for this. You better be watching every CPS agent officer to see if they smuggle these people out of town. Because if it's a satanic ritual, as has been suggested in these cases in the past with CPS, they're going to protect their own, and you'll never see these people again. It may already be too late. I'm not telling you to go to their homes and burn them down, but I'm telling you to do your duty as a Christian soldier and watch them and stop them from fleeing. You need to contact the sheriff's department and let them know you are holding them accountable for how this case is handled.
Do you have the numbers?
I don't have the numbers today. I've lost them, but they're all you got to do is, go to the sites that are talking about this, folks. And this is a kick in the face. Someone's asking if a doctor can tell if a baby's been raped. Yes, they can. The mechanism of injury is very specific for rape. I don't want to get too much into it, but the bruising, the grasping, the marks that are left on the baby, the insult to the child's body is very specific, and they can tell. I knew a doctor that could tell if an animal had been raped by its owner. When investigations of animal cruelty and perversion were being done in the military when I was an MP. I mean, I how do you end a show when somebody calls up and dumps that in your lap? I mean, the sheer fact that they took the child was enough for me to want to... I mean, if it had been my son or my daughter, there would be a body count. Quite clearly, there would be a body count. They wouldn't have gained custody. I feel bad for this family because they thought they were safe in the hospital. They thought they were in a safe situation. They didn't know this was coming, so you can't blame them for not being good stewards and protectors of their family. However, learn from this. Those of you that have children, those of you that think that we are not fighting pure evil in this, those of you that had any second thoughts about what they're willing to do in this, I'm sure the parents know, Stacy. I can't even imagine the horror they're going through now. I don't even know this family. I don't even know this baby, and I am ready to kill right now. That's why I want to make sure that this is a 100% bona fide fact. Because if this is true, I guarantee you every show from here on out is going to be a different tone of show. I told you things changed when Obongo got elected and I stopped playing around and got focused on how we're going to fight this coming war. If this is true, and we get the word from the sheriff and people on the ground there that this is true, there will be no mercy given from this pulpit here. I will do everything in my power to train people to destroy people like that. I will do everything within my power to make sure the people in that state know that we support them and how we feel. Lou's downloading the 8 p.m. right now. We're going to play it on our FM station. So these hippies and these people in their couches sitting here in Kauai and 10 miles in every direction, 12 miles the back way, are going to hear this story. Yeah. It's a small sampling, but I'm going to make sure that what was just said gets out. I'm going to make sure that people will at least jump on the computer to see if this is true, what's going on. So it's not that I doubt anything you're saying, Ed. Don't get me wrong. I haven't heard the 8 p.m. report yet. I won't hear it until after Bible study. It's going to be a tough Bible study. I'm not going to be able to sit through America's providential history knowing that this is in the back of my head. But I need to know. And if this is something that is confirmed... Stacy's over here crying. I'm sickened to my core. Yes, that's right, Ed. Anything we get, we try to double back on and always try to find out if it's true. The reports of the roadblocks, roundups, all that, we always try to do. That's why we don't normally deal with that kind of stuff. I always tell everybody like you guys do, send me pictures, send me info, send me supporting stuff. When this first broke, I was on the air, and not this story, but the story of the abduction first broke. People were telling me to talk about it. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to talk about anything I don't know about. Send me the links. And then I read them that night, and the next day I talked about it. But don't think for a minute that this is so horrific that it can't be true either. The horror stories of CPS, the horror stories of this occupational government, I've heard so many things that turned out to be true, but time and space make you go, wow. Never anything with a victim this young. Yeah. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Hey, Dutch, it's me again.
Yeah, go ahead.
You have mail in your box, the complete story that just was released.
Somebody bring up my email.
Is in your email, plus I sent you the links I mailed last night.
Okay.
They want to run last night's broadcast as well. We did it the 7 o'clock hour on...
we can do that.
World Order. We cover this broadcast as well.
Okay. Okay, I'm signing into mine. I'll see what I can get here. We've only got a few waning minutes here.
And you've got a whole bunch of links right there right now. I just sent you that I downloaded last night.
We'll use those first thing tomorrow. I've got 2 minutes here left.
Okay.
But thank you for that. Thank you, Sir David. I appreciate the corresponding backup to that story, as always. Thank you.
Bye.
God bless you. Okay. So, yeah, he's obviously listening. Wow. So, folks, as soon as you get off this, I want you guys to check this out. Is Carla still in there? I don't want this in her head. Yeah, they're gone. Okay, good. You guys do the research. Email me what you find. Be ready to call in tomorrow with what you found out. If you know anybody in that area, New Hampshire, anybody in New Hampshire, you call them and you ask them. I do that. You know, I hear, oh, there's Chinese troops on the ground in Portland, Oregon. I call people I know there. And I say, what is your local news saying? What are you getting? You know, you've got a duty. Call the sheriff's department and tell them you're a reporter for the Dutch Jones radio program. You're a producer. Say you're a producer for the Dutch Jones radio program and you'd like to get somebody on tomorrow. Go ahead. Do it. Oh, Dave has Micro FM in New York. Okay, Sir David over there. So that's good. So it's going out over there. I guess I'm being heard up there in New York, too. I don't know if he's rebroadcasting this or not. I don't know if he's just listening or... I'm humble enough to know not everybody wants to hear the Dutch Jones viewpoint on everything. Well, folks, I can't go on. I'm done. not what I wanted the show to go, but the truth is important, you know. It's not always magazines and starting fires. Sometimes it's bold, ugly truth that comes up and kicks you right in the teeth. So, folks, I got to get out of here. Luke, cue some music, and not the song we usually go out with. Just find something to play to go out on. And good night. Do your homework on this story and let me know what you find. You know the emails, Dutch@DutchJones.info and DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. And be ready to call in tomorrow. I'll leave the phone line hooked up. I won't take anything down. And we'll discuss this as soon as we come up tomorrow. I want to go ahead and play it, Lou. Just play it. And just remember the cause has many battlegrounds, and this may be the ugly one that we didn't want to think about. We'll be back tomorrow night. God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty.
Armored cars and tanks and guns, hate to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. In the little streets of Belfast, in the dark of early morn, British soldiers came running, breaking little homes away scorn. Hear the sobs of crying children, dragging fathers from their bed. Watch the scene as helpless mothers, watch the blood fall from their heads. Armored cars and tanks and guns, hate to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns, hate to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Not for them a judge or jury, or indeed a crime at all. Being Irish means they're guilty, so they're guilty one and all. Round the world a truth will echo, Cromwell's men are here again. England's name again is sullied in the eyes of honest men. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Proudly march behind our banner, proudly march behind our men. We will have them free to help us build a nation once again. On the people, step together, proudly marching on your way. Never fear or never falter, till the boys